Coach's Insight programs continue here on Care Country tonight, getting you set for week 5 of high school football tomorrow night. Brandon Tabman joined now by Jefferson County North coach, that is Jeff Schneider. Want to thank our JCM Booster Group sponsors, that is KT's Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, also FW Huston Medical Center as well. The Chargers are 4-0, another big win last week. 50-12, Coach, the final at home against Pleasant Ridge. Let's just start with the overall thoughts and takeaways from your team's performance last week.
I thought we played pretty well overall. Got off to a pretty good start. Held lead at halftime and expanded on it second half. Gave up a couple touchdowns. One of them was on a miscommunication. We went to the wrong side and left the gap open, and the perfect storm. They happened to hit it and took it all the way to the house. So miscommunication definitely is something we've been stressing this week. And then I thought that the other touchdown at Pea Ridge had, really good throw and catch. I thought our coverage was pretty good on them all night, but they had some really well-thrown balls. They're pretty young in the quarterback position there, but that kid has a really good arm. So I thought overall, we played pretty well on both sides and pleased with our performance.
I've come to realize the last few years, helping and have majority of the hands in terms of our athletes of the week here at MSC. We had Will Elias a couple of weeks ago, had a great game, and I've come to find out over time, usually when I make someone an athlete of the week, the following week when we pick somebody else, they tend to have a better game statistically. So whether it's a curse, I don't know, but that seems to be kind of a trend. And for Will, again, we mentioned him a couple weeks ago, and then last week he had a hand in every single touchdown, 178 passing yards, 3 scores, 145 on the ground, 4 more touchdowns. So I think coaches are going to start to request maybe, hey, make this kid an athlete of the week, so the following week he can put up a big stat line.
Yeah, hey, we appreciate your help with that. That's for sure. He had a terrific game. You can just see his confidence growing week to week. And then I think the trajectory for him, he's getting a lot of help around him. We have a lot of, I've said this before, so it bears repeating, we have a lot of guys that are progressing and improving throughout the course of the season. Our passing game has improved significantly. Christopher Knowles done really well with that. He's got a lot of athleticism, long, rangy, and pretty quick. Brody Van Dyke, had a touchdown catch there as well, went up over the top of everybody and got the ball. Knox Hessen's been catching some balls. He caught one earlier in the year and kind of ran through everybody. And then our tight end, Rex Furman's done really well as well, too. He's got targets. And then our guys are giving him a little bit of chance up front with the protection. So that's been pretty solid for him as well, too. But, I've said it before, Will's a pretty good athlete, and we're glad to snap in the ball every chance that we get.
Oh, I'm sure. No doubt about it. And kind of expanding on that a little bit, you talk about the pass catchers, you're trying to implement the passing game a little bit more. But in terms of the run game with Will and those running backs, I mean, the emphasis with your tight ends and your wide receivers and the blocking schemes.
Yeah, I think it's pretty well-rounded. We try to – I don't want to say we try to create a 50-50 balance by any stretch of the imagination. But I do think that we've expanded that throughout the course of the season. And, when you're getting playmakers all over the place, we want to try to spread the ball around. We try to get people, try to take advantage of the mismatches. And if you can find them and then try to get an opportunity for guys to show their skills and show their talents. We have a lot of guys that can run, and it's been kind of nice to be able to have that and be able to rely on that. And I think confidence is growing abound, and we put a lot of those guys on the defensive side, so we have guys running the football, so pretty good group effort.
Halfway point here in the regular season. We'll talk about the matchup with Onega in a moment, but obviously a 4-0 start, very, very solid. I'm sure as a coach and your staff, you find ways to improve still week in and week out. How would you kind of grade the first half of the season, and what are you looking at in terms of improvements here in the second half of the regular season?
Well, I think overall, obviously we're very pleased with what our record is, but I think that there are things that we can improve on. We've talked a lot about not being complacent, about, continuing to improve. We made a lot of strides early because we were aggressive in that regard. Guys were competing against each other in practice. The look was good. It was, you had to perform to be able to get on the field, and I really appreciate that as a coach. I like where we're at. We began last week the district season with we're off to a good start. We'd like to continue to improve. I think the biggest thing, you know, there's always room for communication improvements. There's always room for, you know, winning can mask a few things, and I think there's a room for improvement with you know, sustaining, with carrying out fakes, with getting guys to the football. We've done a pretty good job on the defensive side with the turnover margin. I'd like to continue to stress that. That I think that helps, increases your odds of winning if you're in the plus side on that. And then we stress a lot of third down conversions, and we've been doing pretty well with those here early on, winning the margin on those. And I think that's critical for things like, you know, extended drives, extra possessions, and just maintaining the ball. So like where we're at, but I want to continue to improve on a lot of things as the season progresses. We're just trying to raise the bar.
We got a couple more minutes here with Jeff Schneider, Jefferson County North football coach here. Again, appreciate the JCM Booster Group, sponsors of the Coach's Insight program here on Care Country. All right, well, two teams that are 1-0 in district play, you guys and Onega. You get Onega this week on the road. Buffaloes getting that big district win. They got a 2-2 record. You know, last week, very impressive against Valley Falls, 32-6. Seems like they want to pound the rock. They got some good size. When you first put this team on film, what stands out about them?
Their entire backfield. I mean, they a big fullback, you know, they list him about 220. He's a hard downhill runner. You better gang tackle him. You better tackle him low. Remembering from last year, I thought he was a good player last year as well, too. You know, the tailback, number eight, athletic, they get him out in space. You know, he's a good open field runner. And then the young kid at quarterback, but I'm going to tell you, I really like his game. He's quick and elusive in the open field, and I think they're spreading out a little bit more for him this year to try to utilize some of that. You know, they have some young players, but I'll tell you, they play hard. Onega has always played hard. And then you know, talk about their record. They've been playing the Centros and the Valley Heights is up there, which are really terrific programs, and they've been competing with them. So, you know, we'll have our hands full. I think it's a good matchup, and it should be as you're heading to the district play.
Well, Coach, give us a few keys, expectations. What is it going to take to get a big win here on Friday night?
Well, I think contain. You know, like I said, they're spreading out a little bit more and quick in the open field. So containing the backfield, that's for sure. I think we've got a win up front. That's a key for us as well, too, to win the battle on both sides up front. And then, you know, we've got to continue to provide explosive plays and win the turnover battle.
There it is. Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us again. Appreciate the JCM Booster Group, KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, FW Huston Medical Center as well. 4-0 Chargers at Onega this week. You can catch that game on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA. That'll have the call there for that one on Friday night. Two teams 1-0 as well in district play. Coach, we always appreciate the time, and we'll do it again next week.
All right. Thank you.